With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
Without federal protection, pregnant people in states that are enacting their own abortion bans face a number of new financial obstacles to getting one. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, those costs add up.
Let's start with the cost of an abortion procedure.
The average cost of an abortion is about $550.
That's Liza Fuentes, principal research scientist at the Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights. Then add the cost of traveling to a state that allows the procedure.
This is going to be a trip. It's going to be dozens of miles, hundreds of miles.
That means paying for gas or airline tickets, paying for lodging if you have to stay overnight, and paying for childcare. Fuentes says 60% of people seeking abortions are already parents.
We're talking about people trying to find someone to keep their children for a day, for 2 days, perhaps even more. That could be hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
To help offset some of those costs, there are abortion funds across the country. But if you call the Frontera Fund in the Rio Grande Valley of southern Texas, you'll get this message.
In light of the Supreme Court's decision and the uncertainty around Texas law, we are forced to pause funding at this time.
In Texas, abortion will become illegal within weeks. Rocky Gonzalez is the fund's founder.
It's devastating and it's heartbreaking to be in this moment knowing that we're forced to stop helping our communities.
Gonzalez says the fund had to cease all operations to ensure the safety of its staff. At this point, she says,
our number one priority is making sure that everyone knows where we are, what we are able to do, and what we are able to not do.
Because under Texas and Oklahoma law, even advising someone on how to get an abortion can land you in court. Jessica Gibson with the UCLA School of Public Health says that's had a chilling effect on healthcare providers.
So in the face of, you know, legal and perhaps even criminal penalties, I think providers will be put, you know, in a really untenable situation.
Meanwhile, Gibson says these added financial burdens will fall the hardest on people who can least afford them.
Many of these states that are poised to ban abortion or have already done so, such as Texas and Oklahoma, I have more residents that are living in poverty and more residents who are Black, Indigenous, and people of color.
Gibson says those states also tend to have the weakest social safety nets for pregnant people and children. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.